This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The end of the July cattle report will hurt the beef industry. We'll have more right after this.
April is full of monthly observances that center around food. So whether it's National Brunch Month, National Grilled Cheese Month, or my personal favorite, National Bacon, Lettuce, and Tomato Sandwich Month, farmers can be proud of the work they do to produce the foods that people eat all over the world. So if you take part in observing any of these food-related celebrations, make sure you thank the American farmers who produce the food of all kinds to meet every dietary preference and make these celebrations of and around food so much more memorable. This message from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The USDA National Agricultural Statistics Service recently announced it will no longer issue the July cattle report. Additionally, the agency is discontinuing the county estimates for crops and livestock and the cotton objective yield survey starting in the 2024 production year. Tanner Beimer, Senior Director of Government Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said that according to NAS, they are trying to accommodate some budget cuts.
Well, according to the press release they put out, they are trying to comply with budget cuts and try and stretch that dollar out a little bit. And it is true that the National Agricultural Statistics Service specifically took about an 11% haircut during the last appropriations bills that passed through Congress here a couple weeks ago. But in actuality, the amount of savings that they are going to realize through canceling these reports and discontinuing others and making some other revisions are not going to be the types of savings that are going to justify the immense cost to industry by not having access to this information.
Considering the fact that the cattle cycle is currently in the herd contraction phase, Beimer said the decision to quit the July cattle report couldn't come at a worse time for the cattle industry.
If you want to just look at that July cattle inventory report, that is an incredibly important set of data that a lot of market analysts, livestock producers, and other participants in the marketplace rely upon to give us a sense of what's going on with supply and demand dynamics. And that's especially critical during the phase of the cattle cycle that we're currently in, which is herd contraction. This has been very similar to the 2014 run in a lot of ways, but in several other ways, it's been very different. And we won't be able to compare and contrast the two and get an accurate picture of where we are at as an industry without that information that comes out in that July report.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.